Well, this is the time of year for pests, and that includes mosquitoes, that includes ticks. I guess we're going to talk about that a little bit, Mr. Dreeves. And can you tell us how this season is starting off, how the winter affected it, and how the spring as well?
Well, as the weather warms up, we get increased activity from both mosquitoes and ticks. And I've certainly can attest to that. Anybody that's been outside in the yard or on the farm has probably had contact with ticks.
And what are some of the main dangers? Let's start with mosquitoes. What are some of the things that you might catch or might have to deal with mosquito bites?
Well, mosquitoes can transmit a few diseases. They can be a pest, and there are some common methods to fight both mosquitoes and ticks.
And what are some of those methods, Alan?
Well, DEET is an insect repellent that works both to repel mosquitoes and ticks, and it's probably one of the most common used, and there is a pretty good measure of safety to that.
And are there other things that can be used?
There are some other things that can be used. Picaridin and oil of lemon eucalyptus, but the oil of lemon eucalyptus is not recommended on children that are less than 3 years of age.
What are the concerns of that?
Well, I'm not sure. It's really a label issue with that product.
Okay, and now we're talking about tick season now. Can you tell us what people need to do about ticks?
As I look at some of the statistics, the ehrlichiosis, Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, tularemia, those are a few of the diseases that are transmitted by ticks. And here in Missouri, we're kind of right in the heart of that. There have been quite a few cases over the past 10 years of ehrlichiosis, and that should be a concern for us.
What are the symptoms of ehrlichiosis?
Well, some of the symptoms are fairly common between several of these diseases. Can start out as people would experience maybe some fever, chills, body aches, that sort of thing.
And what is the time frame? Once you notice these symptoms, how long do you have really to get to a doctor before they become acute?
Well, I'm not really familiar with that, with the time frame on that. Generally, ticks will try to, once they attach to you, if you can get them removed within 24 hours or 36 hours, that there's probably a safety in that.
Okay, so basically you have about a day once these ticks latch on before any kind of transmission of a sickness could be done.
Well, actually 4 hours is kind of the time frame, but once they get attached, then I guess you're susceptible to some of these tick-borne diseases.
So what you're saying is seek treatment within 24 to 36 hours.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Dreeves, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about this subject, mosquitoes possibly?
Well, I'm kind of focusing on the tick thing because of the various diseases. What I would say that the DEET is a repellent, and you want to shop for a repellents that contain levels of DEET. If they have 20 to 30% DEET in them, they will give you a pretty good measure of protection against mosquitoes. And from 20 to 50% DEET, you're going to get protection against ticks for maybe up to 8 hours. So the repellent really interferes with the ticks or the mosquitoes' ability to find a host, which would be people. And so if we apply the DEET, we spray that on our hands and then rub our arms and our legs and our neck, that gives us good coverage. When it comes to children, you want to spray it on your hands and apply it to the children on their exposed skin, but don't apply it to their hands or their face or their mouth.
Good advice. And, Alan, how do you spell DEET itself so they know what to look for on the cans?
DEET is spelled D-E-E-T.
Okay, simple enough. Once again, Mr. Dreeves, if there's anything else you have to share with us, please do.
Well, there's actually really it's more of an insecticide than a repellent, and that is permethrin. You should follow the label directions on that. That is applied to clothing, so that's really more of a planned out day in advance type of thing, but it goes on the clothing and not on the skin.
Well, Mr. Dreeves, thank you for your time. And is there a place people could go, a website somewhere that they could go for more information on ticks? And
there is some good information on the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services website. I don't have the web address, but there are several good resources on there, and some really there's an interesting podcast on that website too.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Dreeves, and we appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.